Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to the 134th edition of Lewis Black's Rantcast, aptly entitled July 4th, 2023. I stumbled onto that title because it's the only one that made any sense. I had about 14 of them. It drives me nuts trying to come up with a title for each and every episode. I like to find something that really hits the nail on the head. And this is the closest because each one would have worked as well as the other, but this at least describes the period we're in. The big July 4th weekend, which, and hopefully you're in an area of the country, a beautiful acre of land where all of the things that are just going horrifyingly wrong in terms of our environment, the weather, the smoke rolling in from Canada, but that you're in a place where you can really enjoy it. I had so many titles for this episode, one being, what is freedom? And what is it? We constantly seem to be redefining it and defining it and redefining it. And it seems to work for one group one way and another group another way. And we certainly defended this week. The Supreme Court came out with, by God, this woman who hypothetically was looking to do websites. She didn't want to do them for the LGBTQ community. So she was just kind of saying, am I going to be able to, she didn't want to do it for them. And will I have to do it for them? She asked. And some group that wanted to be sure that her freedom, and it's considered her freedom. And because her religion said that, the marriage of a gay couple is not condoned by the church that she's a part of, in many churches. And so she wanted to be sure she had that freedom not to do it. And meanwhile, the court ruled against schools that wanted to provide a certain kind of use of race in the criteria that they use to judge those who will be getting into their school. They said, no, you aren't free to use race as a criteria. And so we don't really know what freedom and what is free. I was going to call it, and that's, it really does go back and forth. But before I leave this, you're free to do this, but no, you can't be free to do that. A state can be Colorado, for one, in terms of the LGBTQ. They said, you can't, all these people can't really say that they that there can't be a non-discrimination law in the state. They can't be free to do that. We're just going to defend this one person's right. It's maddening. It's just maddening. And maybe we'll figure out what freedom is one day, and we'll all be able to share in the joy of what being free is about without it upsetting us or traumatizing us. And without us traumatizing other communities or other communities traumatizing us. And that's it. It just causes one like myself to babble. I was also going to call it the freedom to eat fatty foods. That's right, July 4th, the day in which we are free to eat fatty foods. And that was too long of a title, but it is true. The July 4th, in the midst of the summer, we have that moment. We're not going to be eating fatty foods to kind of store up to have our nuts and berries all together for our big winter hibernation. No. It's just that moment of, hey, let's all get together, family, friends, whomever, and celebrate the joy of just piling tons of meat and fatty fat, hot dogs galore, hamburgers. You can even hear it sizzling on the grill as the fat dribbles in onto the coals. It's so magnificent, those sounds. And it makes your mouth water. And put that corn out there, for God's sake. And whatever you do, be sure, be absolutely sure you got tubs of butter to drip that corn in, because fatty loves fatty, fat, fatty, fatty, fat on everything. And it's about the healthiest thing you're eating is coleslaw. And if you pile on enough mayonnaise, that's out the window too. But, you know, a good vinegar coleslaw is one that I enjoy, and that's up for debate, isn't it? And it always will be. Are you free to have your vinegar, or are you free to have your mayonnaise, or do you need two buckets in order to satisfy both ends of the family? But it's really it's spectacular, that jumbo amount of fat that we can consume on July 4th, if we can go outside. Because the other thing I was going to call this was biblical proportions, or epic biblical proportions. We are in an unbelievable, this is about as biblical as it gets, I think. When I've not been able to go, today was the first day I got out of the house in 2.5 days. Because the air quality index here in New York City is just a piece of shit, and it's dangerous. And even friends of mine who do not have trouble with lung issues have gone out, and their eyes have burnt, their chests have burnt, their lungs hurt. They're wearing masks, and it only helps to a certain extent. I mean, you know, literally you're kind of looking, and it's not so bad today, at least it's a little clear, but you're looking at just these kind of bleak, shadowy, dirty air. That's the only way to describe it, through, you know, a chunk of the country. And meanwhile, there's a heat wave going through another chunk of the country. For those who can breathe, they can't go outside because it's too fucking hot and people are dying. And the temperatures are through the roof and they're setting records. And Texas is a wash in heat. And that heat wave is moving through. It's into New Orleans too, and for a chunk of the South. This is also put together with those kind of a weather patterns that are literally madness. The amount of thunderstorms and horrific storms that are coming through. It's the tornadoes that are whipping through the country and popping in places like it normally doesn't happen. I think there was one around Connecticut. I may be wrong about that because it's just been one thing after another in terms of those. And hurricanes. Hurricane season is longer now. There was one heading toward Puerto Rico. I think they were lucky to escape that. It's crazyville. It's just crazyville. It is God saying, stop the bullshit, you idiots. Stop it. Oh, yeah, and I forgot the insects. That's what I forgot. There's Mormon crickets invading Elko, Nevada. Normally, they stay out of town. Now they're pouring into the town. The smell is bad. They're everywhere. It's disgusting. It's Day of the Locusts, as my friend Steve Olson said the other day. 45 years at the West Bank Cafe. That's right. 45 years of serving really wonderful food and a great atmosphere. And that's my commercial for my pal Steve. And he called it the Day of the Locust. It's really a celebration there. This, I wish we could, but so few of us can get out. It was a tremendous accomplishment, surviving 45 years in the city and through the pandemic. We'll see how it goes. It's a rugged time to be running a restaurant, but hopefully he can continue to be doing it. And one thing that would help is come on in. That's right. Come on in when you're in New York. I'm telling you, you'll be glad that you did. That's right. And that's my little commercial. But back to the fucking insects. The Mormon crickets, because I guess they were that kind of unusual underwear. Oh, and aren't I a funny man? Then there's the aphids that are flying around New York, a ton of them. Little white things. People were telling me that looked like it was ash because they thought it was coming from the fires. It's not. It's the aphids, which don't come from the fire. They come from the insane humidity we're experiencing here while we're unable to breathe. We're just sweating like pigs and the aphids are pouring in. And then finally, there's malaria. I've told my friends, I saw it enough on TV that there are 5 cases of it already. And there seems to be, of course, they say the tip of the iceberg. And malaria in the United States. Well, we're really doing a job, aren't we? Huh? Things are just, it's God just going, hey, stop it. And maybe because of the Supreme Court rulings, or maybe not. Maybe he's actually happy that lady in Colorado, where they had a non-discriminatory law about business, took a case to the Supreme Court, a theoretical case. She hadn't really made a website. No one had asked her to make a website for the LGBTQ community. She said, will I be able to do this? And this is theoretical. And from everything I can gather, and I thought myself, because I'm not a lawyer, obviously. I mean, I've got my degree up there, but no, I know nothing about the law, nor do I have enough of an interest in it, except to listen to people. I will not read about it, but I will listen for hours about it. And from what I can gather, she came up with this theoretically. There's a group that is pushing that believes, that they seem to have a kind of an agenda that I'm not sure has to do with religion, but has to do with the rights of the LGBTQ community. She did not want to, because of her religious beliefs, build websites for marriages amongst the LGBTQ community. She didn't want to, if there was a website, no, her church does not believe in gay marriage and a whole bunch of other churches, and she wanted to be able to maintain her religious freedom. Well, here's where I run into trouble with this. Okay, maybe I'm crazy, but it seems to me, they took it as, well, what they did was they took it as art. And I don't think a website is art, even though the folks who do my website bring an artistry and a craft to it. But it isn't art, okay? It's a business proposition. Somebody is coming to you. It's not like, it's like saying that, I'm not going to paint your house because I'm an artist. No, okay? You're good at it, but this is a business transaction. Can you build a website for me? And I believe that due to the separation of church and state, you want to work and provide business to the public. You can't do it. You can't discriminate. It's called Tufsky Shitsky. That's what your religion believes. There's a whole bunch of other religions. We left Europe originally we left England because of this. In part because of religious freedom. And that's what I think is not being maintained here. I mean, the separation of church and state is not being maintained under this ruling. It's ludicrous. But I didn't hear any of that while I was listening.
That just seems to be in my head. They were arguing more, legal things, other legal things about the ruling. And then my school, the University of North Carolina, bad. There was a problem with them using race in terms of determining whether someone would be entered. It's one of the things that they used, you know, besides grades and were you on the football team and all the other things that was, you know, that it was fine that they have the legacy people, you know, Harvard, certainly more than North Carolina. I don't even know if we have that. I'm sure there's a bit of it that goes on. They made the determination that no, you can't use race, and that affirmative action is, for all intents and purposes, finished. But it's two schools, and it did affect, apparently, at Harvard, the Asian American group that was being brought in, and I just would like to know how many students it affected, and it's just called we try to create diversity, all right? And that's what we're after. That I find important. And I don't think we have to worry about whether the white people are getting into these schools or not. Because, hey, they are. And when I went there, there was a ton of white people at the University of North Carolina. And I believe Charlie Scott was our first black basketball player at the University of North Carolina when I was there in 1967. So come on, folks, give me a break. Finally, there was a Supreme Court decision that I think is certainly one that I have at least more of an understanding of why they might rule against it, which is has to do with the Biden administration deciding that they stepped over he had kind of abused his power by forgiving loans, $400 billion worth of student loans that he was forgiving. And I believe at $20,000 a pop, that was it. And that's how fucked up it is. That's how you get to, you imagine $20,000 and there's $400 billion needed to pay that off. Something in that doesn't seem to be right, but we have to deal with that. I mean, if there's $400 billion that a number of Americans owe because they decided they were going to go to college and because we had decided that it was just okay to kind of, and I mean this, screw kids out of their money, which, because I know that and I've said this before, it was 2% or something, National Defense Student Loan. These loans shouldn't have been more than 1%. It shouldn't have been any more than, you don't pay back any more than the rate of inflation. It's ludicrous. You want to have kids better educated, then that's what you do for your kids. And you don't gouge them. And how these fucking idiots in Congress allowed this to occur without, it's crazy. And I think that it would be a lot smarter to send it back through and say that they will pay this off, the government will help pay this off, Tufsky Shitsky, and those who paid for their education will get paid back their loans, will get $20,000 in tax write-offs. How about that? Would that work? But the Republicans are very happy about this ruling. I don't know why. I don't know why they would want to, don't understand how this is a problem with the economy, that there are this many people who are literally living under the burden of these loans. But meanwhile, people are making money hand over fist. You forget about it. It's just crazy how much. And don't pay taxes on it. But I've sung that song too many times. So let's get on to really the one story today. And this is the other title of it that I would have used, The Worst Fireworks Display Ever. And that was in 1976, the 200th anniversary of the United States. I happened to be home that summer on July 4th. And my pals and I, all excited, we're going to go on down to the mall down there between Washington Monument and all the way up to the Congress of the United States, down to that big, big, beautiful mall that we really love. If you're born and raised around D.C., it's a great place. It was just wonderful. And we're going to go see what's got to be the greatest show ever. Okay? And they just kept touting it. But we're going to go down there and see. I mean, there was going to be, I mean, that's what they said. How could it not be? We're celebrating 200 years. It's got to be spectacular. Okay? They'll probably be shooting off, you know, heads of Lincoln and Washington, all the presidents in the sky, every one of them, you know, all their faces done with fireworks. Then there was supposed to be some extraordinary laser light show. And that was the first time I was ever going to see a laser light show. And God, we got on down there, set ourselves up, and everybody listened to some music. It wasn't like an overwhelming, oh boy, I'm going to find out. I'm going to take a look here. I've just spent a second trying to figure out who was performing that day, because I don't fucking remember. I also thought, probably because he had won the election already, that it was Jimmy Carter's bicentennial celebration in 1976. No, it was, turned out Gerald Ford was the president, Nelson Rockefeller the vice president. And I don't know who the hell was performing. It wasn't anything that I remember, because the one thing I do remember is everybody was very excited, and they were all standing around the mall. They were going to shoot those fireworks up, and they never, ever, except for a few of them, got above the height of the trees around the mall. Never got above them. All you could do was hear them. It's like living in New York City. It's going to be this July 4th is coming. They'll be shooting off the fireworks, and you are surrounded by buildings. You can't see them. You got to go down there to see them, because the buildings block the view. But this was trees, not really high trees. 1976, bicentennial, 200 years. We're going to celebrate our freedom, whatever that is. We're going to celebrate it. And nothing. We got nothing. And that crowd got angry. Boy, were we pissed, because rolling down there and trying to find parking and all that other bullshit that occurs when you're going to a big event like that. And the planning is, you know, it's being planned by the federal government, who doesn't really do parties well. And so you kind of end up down there, and you're going, are you shitting me? Are you fucking kidding me? We plowed through here to end up and not see shit. We could have stayed home. God, you know, I mean, we were so excited, thinking it has to be an astonishing, and it has to be. It had to, and it wasn't. And even the goddamn fucking, the laser show that was coming out of the Washington Monument, it was coming out of the windows there at the top of the monument. Like one green line came out, maybe another green line came out. So it's like, you know, there was like this at the top of the monument. It even, and that's better. What I just did was even better. See that? Wow, look at that. Ooh, and they were green. I'll never forget that. That's the one thing I really got to see. And that was it. And that apparently didn't work well enough, because they didn't have enough ice or whatever up there to maintain the lasers. And it's just so, so pathetic. And it's just so sad, because even being in a field watching fireworks go off, if
if they're done right, and even if it's small and no big deal, and it's kind of incredible and always kind of inspiring in a way. You know, you don't go, oh boy, I'm going to become a fireworks maker, but it's just, there's a real joy to it. I saw they did a fireworks display that was coming over the castle in Edinburgh when I was there performing at the Edinburgh Festival. And that was, it was coming over the castle, and then it was also, it was pouring down the sides of the castle. Spectacular. But sadly, not for the bicentennial. And I thought, you know, you sit there, you go, this will be something I'm going to tell my kids about. And that's why I didn't have kids, because I didn't want to disappoint them. I'm going to read you something here, and then we're going to roll right into the new rants that we've gotten, and I'll be right back. Zoom, an automated pizza company that used robots to make its pies inside delivery trucks, shut down. Wow. Launched with nearly $500 million in venture capital funding. Zoom and its robots never mastered the art of delivering a hot pizza without the cheese sliding off. Wow. Sometimes I have the pizza delivered by Seamless or Grubhub here in the city, and the cheese does slide off. Sometimes it comes in the box and it's flipped over on itself. It's tough. It's tough to deliver a pizza. I guess somebody thought, by God, we're going to invest in a truck that makes pizza. And what will really help is artificial intelligence. We'll be right on it. It'll be the best pizza ever. Well, that was a bust, because artificial intelligence is not smart enough to know how to keep cheese on a pizza. They spent $500 million. At what point did they? Not if to 30 million, they didn't realize it wasn't going to work. I'd love to have been on that meeting. That's what we spend money on, in the hopes of making more money. Okay? See, that's what you do when you invest in your kids' education, you know, that you will make more money. And I can go through what the GI Bill did. This was something Buckminster Fuller talked about. The investment in those GIs in terms of college and their education and what it did for us financially. But no, better yet, make sure that people who have money can make more money. And those who really do not have the access to the kind of education that we have, do not have the access to the kind of money that people have, that don't have the kind of access that will allow them to become middle class, even just middle class. But these folks, are not worth the investment. It's unbelievable to me. And so I leave you with that happy thought. Let's get to really what matters today is the folks who've set in these really great new bunch of rants. I really hope you enjoy them. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I appreciate, once again, all of you who keep writing. Continue to do that. And also, on July 12th, just want you to know that I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada with Bert Kreischer and a number of other really fine comics for a very big Jay Oakerson will be there. I'll put that out on Twitter if Twitter's working this week and get that to you. It's a big show and I'm proud to be a part of it. We're going to have a lot of fun out in Vegas and we'll be indoors, so we won't be frying. Okay. Join me there and join us there. And look forward to working with Bert. That'll be fun. Okay. Take care of each other. It's really important now more than ever.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Roy and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
A rowdy rant from Park, whose last name I can't pronounce and I can't even give it a shot. Billionaires and wannabe billionaires believing that because of God or their DNA being blessed on them and natural selection with the skills to make money have an inherent right to run countries' affairs? Huh? The reality is every one of their dollars stuffed in their coffers can be traced back to our Earth's materials. Then shipping, manufacturing, then shipping again not only pollutes our air, water, and land, but leaves our planet unable to take care of our basic needs. Holy fuck. Then a billionaire moron will say, oh, I make my money off of investing in real estate and I take the risk. You fucking morons. The networks are built of plastics, vinyl, metals, and screwed workers. And it all comes from our Earth. Risk? That's money, for God's sake. What about the risks our cops, firemen, political leaders, energy line persons, construction workers, waste removal folks, nurses, our military kids? Why do we let these moronic scoundrels anywhere near our governance process? And two, why in God's holy fucking name do we put these scoundrels on a pedestal and let them get away with them only forking out their chump change for taxes? Tax the living hell out of them. They still have billions to pass on to their whiny little brats. Thank you. Now I'm Bet here, who's sick and tired of these fucks who started our wrongful invasion. Thank you, Park, with the strange last name. Deeply appreciate it. And as they will say, I will not say it about your service, but I deeply appreciate what you have done. Okay? I don't know if that's better, but it's true. Take care, Park. Thanks for sharing. From Michael Whalen, a rant that holds up from months ago. Months ago, this was written. And it will probably hold up months from now. Thank you, Michael. I'm just a little bit fed up with all of this classified document bullshit. Could the National Archives please just hire a fleet of fucking librarians? How the fuck simple is that? I don't know about you, but my local librarian never misses a goddamn thing. You borrow it, they have a record of it, and you will return it by such and such a date. They know who you are and where you are. You cannot hide from them, for they will find you. Yes, they will. They will either get that back, or you shithead, will be fined. And fine you, they will. It just seems to me that our elected leaders had a lot of goddamn shit on their plates, and they shouldn't have to even think about this kind of crap. An organization that's simply charged with knowing what the fuck they've loaned out and when the fuck they should be getting it back seems kind of goddamn basic to me. And who the fuck are these money-yups? I don't even know what that means, Michael. And who the fuck are these moony-yups who are tasked with packing up the shit of people leaving office? Are they college students looking to make some dope money? Do they see folders that say classified and think to themselves, well, that's probably cool. How about nuclear codes? Are they cool as well? What the fuck? Why not? I'd really like to know what in the living fuck I'm missing in thinking this way. Well, Michael, I'm sure someone will write in and tell us. Until then, we await. We await what they have to say. Don't hold your breath. Belle Suzanne Raymond took time out of her day to get this off her chest, and I thank her for it. Have you heard of the law of attraction? It is this New Age bullshit idea that everything that happens to you is because you have attracted it, good or bad. It purports that the world can be controlled solely by one's thoughts, negative and positive. The reason I ask is because I spent 5 years of my life in a living hell with a housemate who believed in this insane theory. In this rant, I will call her Wanda. Wanda had a deeply held belief that she could control everything around her with her desires and thoughts, including me. She took it upon herself to talk about this law whenever she could. What the actual fuck? So the law of attraction is not such a bad theory if you're manifesting positivity and helpfulness for your fellow woe man, while also regarding all emotions as valid. But Wanda had a really warped sense of reality and told me she did not believe it was good to cry. This is toxic positivity. Therefore, when I was dealing with my mother's chronic illness, Wanda said to me, are you going to cry when your mom dies? Un-fucking-leavable, huh? Wikipedia says that toxic positivity or positive toxicity is dysfunctional emotional management without the full acknowledgement of negative emotions, particularly anger and sadness. Another instant like this happened after my foot surgery. One day when I was lying on the couch with my foot up on ice, Wanda remarked, you should do that in your room. It's draining my energy. Then my loving cat came over and kneaded bread on my belly, and Wanda stated, look at that. He's draining your energy. If anyone was draining all the positivity out of the universe, it was Wanda. Are you shitting me? If it were true that I could control my life just by daydreaming about it, I'd be a skinny bitch with millions of dollars sipping Mai Tais on the beach of Kauai with my gorgeous lesbian wife, but no. Instead, reality means I'm fat, single, sedentary, depressive, slouching on a teetering office chair in a gray cubicle in front of a screen all day, listening to sons of bitches talk about their health problems. If it were up to my thoughts, I would think myself out of my isolation and onto a sunny, warm beach. And what about racism and sexism and all the other isms? are poor, are people poor or victimized because they thought about it? Huh? According to the law of attraction and toxic positivity, that would be true. Then a crazy thing happened. My retired police car was set on fire by arsonists right in front of our house in Southeast Portland while I was on a trip back to Ohio visiting family. When I returned home, devastated, Wanda exclaimed, "You didn't like that car anyway," insinuating that the tragedy had taken place because I had negative thoughts about my dark blue Ford Crown Victoria. Actually, I love that car and just bought it for $1,500 a couple of months before from a trusted friend from Antioch College, our alma mater. My friend had bought it at an auction and it still said police interceptor on the back. The only lucky thing that happened was that because it had a ram cage in the front and a light on the side, it was worth over the $4,000 that I got from the insurance company. One of Wanda's last stories, before she was kicked out for missing a rent payment by my landlord, who was also my best friend, was that she enlarged her breasts just by thinking about it. She must have stopped at some point because they were a decent size, probably a double D. Thankfully, she moved out with all her negative energy. Thank you for reading this, Lewis. Belle Suzanne, Portland, Oregon. Thank you for writing it, Belle Suzanne. Thanks for sharing. I'm glad she's gone. And I hope you're having a very good day. All positive, upbeat, and everything is just, the universe is just changing around you. All right. Take care. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.